VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And thank you for joining us on Crosstalk here on VCY America. Ladies and gentlemen, this past Saturday, the news alerts were going off as an Islamic jihadi from Britain took hostages in Congregation Beth Israel Synagogue in Colleyville, Texas. His demand was for one known as Lady Al-Qaeda to be freed. Well, Jihad Watch reported that the Islamic jihadists Malik Faisal Akram of Blackburn in Lancashire, UK, is described as another post-industrial English town where Muslims make up a third of the population and Pakistanis account for over 10% of the population. The standoff with SWAT teams lasted some 10 hours. In the end, all hostages escaped without harm. But here to break down this issue for us, we welcome back to Crosstalk Usama Dakdak, who is the founder of Straightway of Grace Ministry. He is a speaker on the daily radio broadcast, Revealing the Truth About Islam. He does speak fluent Arabic. He's translated the Quran into English. He is the author of Exposing the Truth About the Quran and Exposing the Truth About Jihad. Usama, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Brother Jim. It's always my joy to be with you and all our wonderful audience on Crosstalk.
Usama, we understand that this Islamic jihadi had a long criminal record, and many are really wondering how he was even allowed into the United States to begin with.
It's the perfect time. You still have three more years. You can come to America from any Muslim country, no matter what is your situation, as long as we have the liberals in the White House, who are the lovers of the Muslim jihadi, over the love for this country or the people of this country. So it's an open window. The whole Muslim world knows it. If you are a Muslim jihadi anywhere in planet Earth and you'd like to come to America, just ask for a visa. We'll give you a visa. If not, just walk through the border, come on down, and we'll come to take over this country.
And yet the president's trying to blame this on needing more gun control here in our country.
Oh, yes, indeed. And by the way, this needs to be put aside, because a Muslim does not need a gun to perform jihad. A Muslim needs a car. Are we going to make ban on cars in America? Nobody can drive a car or a bus or anything. I mean, this is just a dumb excuse given by this useful idiot president who is doing exactly what the Muslims wanted to do since day one. He promised them to give them this country when he was asking for the million Muslim men vote with the help of Linda Sansour and others. So it is an open subject for anybody who has common sense or logic to understand this is the perfect time for Muslims to come to take over America.
Usama, why did Malik Faisal Akram here pick a synagogue? Some say this has nothing to do with the fact that they were Jews. What are your thoughts?
Well, here it is. Muslims love the Jewish people so much, and the second group they love after the Muslims are the Christians. And because of that, they just love to target them. The hatred of Muslims to every Jew and to every Christian, it is written throughout the pages of the Quran, beginning in chapter 1. Can you imagine when that Muslim was a baby, when he was 4 years old, and he starts memorizing Surah Al-Fatiha, chapter 1 of the Quran, he understands this is the chapter which he's going to be quoting 19 times a day if he only prays 5 times. He may be praying more, so he's going to use that chapter more and more. And in that chapter, Allah taught him that the Jewish people are those whom the wrath of Allah is against, and the Christians are the lost ones. This is the words of Allah in the Quran, which Muslims know, memorize, and repeat since they're 5, maybe 6 years old if they are, start praying in a late age. So the hatred of the Jews and the Christian, it is in the Quran beginning from page 1 all the way until the end. And when I say to the end, I mean the end of life in this world, as Muhammad, all the Muslim believers, that the day of judgment will not come. That's the end, the day of judgment, until the Muslims kill the last Jew, that even the rock and the tree will cry out, O Muslim faithful, there is a Jew hiding behind me. Come and kiss him. No, hug him. No, come and behead him. This is Islam, beginning in Quran chapter 1 and end on the day of judgment.
Go ahead, brother.
I say the hatred towards the Jew and the Christian, it's all over the Quran, from page 1 to the last page.
Usama Daktak with us today. Usama, they originally said that he was not working with anyone else. However, Sunday night, police in Britain arrested two Muslim teenagers as part of their investigation.
Brother, this FBI, for the last, I don't know how many years now, since Obama came to power, he literally did a great job to infiltrate the FBI and the CIA and the Homeland Security by Muslim believers, Muslim brotherhoods, Muslim jihadi. And from the days of Obama until today, you will never hear the truth anymore from any of this organization, because they're doing everything they can to hide everything evil about Islam. How much do we know as an American about that woman? I'm talking about Afa Siddiqui, the lady of the jihadi. Okay, how much do the American people know about her? When they arrested her? Why they arrested her? How many years is she supposed to be serving in prison? I mean, these are facts we do not know anything about, because this country is going in the wrong direction. They're going to protect the Muslim jihadi with the cost. We are, the American people, are going to pay for it. Christians and Jews are going to pay for it, but they will do everything they can to protect these Muslims. So much we do not know. The media and the politicians are doing everything they can to cover Islam with chocolate, and we have to take it. And someday we're going to die with it.
Well, what's interesting, I mean, they're referring to her as being Lady Al-Qaeda. And I saw one story that indicated that she was married to the nephew of 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and also that she had these assorted recipes for mass murder in her possession when she was captured.
Sure. And the reason she was arrested is because she was planning to kill all our U.S. officers in Afghanistan. I mean, that's not an easy thing. That is big jihad movement to kill our officers overseas. And even though that is her case, if you ask 99.999 of the American people, they have no clue who is this woman behind all what happened in the last few days. And the reality is she's a very dangerous woman, and there are plenty of American dangerous women like her, and we know nothing about them. Those who were arrested or serving in prison, can you imagine if that lady, who was a Baptist minister, who tried to do the same thing? Don't you think you're going to hear about it on every network in America?
Yeah.
Even you'll be talking about it. But in reality is, this is covering up for Muslims and Islam. And Islam will come out of it with nothing. As a matter of fact, most likely we will be harmed by that case more than the Muslims, and the Muslims will have a little bit more freedom to do a little bit more dirty work for Allah and Muhammad.
So we understand that after the death then of this, the one who is the jihadi, Malik Faisal Akram, we saw the Blackburn Muslim community page, that's out of the Blackburn, out of the UK. They prayed that Allah would bless him with the highest ranks of paradise. Usama, are they for real? Do you actually get higher ranks of paradise for committing acts of terror?
Sure, the 72 forever virgin, a better place near Muhammad. It is rewarded 100% guarantee. He will actually, that gentleman here, will be interceding on the behalf of so many members of his family. And it is a continuation of rewarding by Allah for eternity.
My. We also understand other jihadists have come from this very same town. I mean, this is Blackburn. This is in the U.K., a third of their population is Muslim. Pakistanis account for over 10%. And we understand others have come from the same town. Robert Spencer of Jihad Watch, he indicated that the youngest terrorist in the United Kingdom actually came from this town, as well as a number of jihadis who traveled to join ISIS. There's an associate of the shoe bomber, Richard Reed, a terrorist who picked up a key role in an al-Qaeda plot that targeted New York City and D.C. I mean, I don't know what it's going to take for people to wake up to what's coming forth from this town.
It is a small world, after all, Brother Jim. You can now tie Muslim network in planet Earth with the drawing on a beige, on one beige. I can tie Muslim jihadi of England by those who are in France, by those who are in Saudi Arabia, by those who are in Egypt, by those who are here in America, Canada, Australia. They're all one big network, and nobody will expose them. Nobody will talk about them, because we don't want to offend the rest of the Muslims who have not harmed us yet.
You said yet.
Yes, because that's not going to end. This story will continue and continue and get bigger and bigger. They're right now filling in empty places in America for the day, the big jihad day. If you think September 11 was a bad day, That is simply a drop in a bucket. America will be destroyed from within America by the Muslim Americans with the help of the liberal Democrats of this land.
So you believe that there are Islamic terror cells right here in the U.S.?
In just the last few months, when we get 100,000 plus out of the country of Afghanistan, many of them, we have no clue who they are. We actually saw that some of them come into this country with their little children, and we found that these little children actually their wives, and they're going to continue to live with their wives as a husband and wife, a man in his 40 and 50, married to a 19-year-old child, and we're not going to separate the husband from the wife. They're taking over America, Brother Jim. Mr. O'Biden gives them the green light, come to America, you can come by a visa, you can come through the border, we're going to give you this country. We cannot vet a Muslim until we understand Islam. We can talk, you and I, about that topic for the next few weeks. But unless we read the word of Allah in the Quran, here is what Muslims believe about Jews, here is what Muslims believe about Christians, here how much Muslims hate Israel, which is to them is just a small, tiny devil, because the great Satan is not Israel, it's America. You could not, Brother Jim, find one Muslim man or woman in this country who loves the Jewish people. And if they hate the Jewish people, they hate Americans even 10 times worse. So the problem is our ignorance of the topic of Islam. And as long as the American people will not read the Quran and understand Islam, they will find nothing wrong for these Muslims to come to America and to do whatever they do. Because after all, you're going to see some Muslims in America who are going to condemn these terrorist attacks. But in reality, those who are condemning the terrorist attack are the ones who started this terrorist attack. And I can give you some example as we continue to talk.
Okay, so, I mean, it didn't take long for CARE, that's the Council on American-Islamic Relations, to condemn this action. I mean, they put out a press release right away. What's your take on that? Is that just candy-coating here over you know, the real court?
let me put it this way concerning CARE. Just a couple months ago in Florida, in Tampa, Florida, Linda Sarsour and Hassan Shibli and Linda Sarsour did a big rally in Florida for the release of Sister Aifa Siddiqui. Can you imagine with me now? The same CARE who condemned that act are the one who started that fire 2 months ago when they demand that she be set free. A lady is supposed to serve 86 years in prison, which obviously means lifetime because she's not going to live over 100.
Right.
And they demand that she be released, but in the same time, they come in front of these cameras for the naive Americans, and they condemn that act. But in reality, every member of this CARE, I will challenge him on your show. You bring them on your show, and I will ask him just simply to read specific verses from the Quran. And I will ask him, do you believe in that Quran? Do you believe in the word of Allah? How dare you to say that you condemn this act when that's exactly what Allah commanded you to do? You must kill the Jews. You must kill the Christians. You must get rid of the Americans. The reason you're here is to destroy this country. And you tell me you condemn that simple act? Please.
Yeah. Folks, that's the word of the Quran and the hatred toward Christians and Jews. We're going to take a quick break here on Crosstalk. Usama Dakdak is our guest here today from the Straightway of Grace Ministry. And when we come back, we're going to explore this issue because there are some that there's one testimony that said, hey, this perpetrator was suffering from mental health issues. And yet we are going to get Usama's take on that, as well as the proliferation of mosques taking place across the United States. This is Crosstalk on VCY America.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, geologist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, how are diamonds formed?
Chris, diamonds are actually a crystalline form of carbon. It's thought that diamonds form deep inside the earth at unimaginable temperatures and pressures. Efforts to form diamonds synthetically require these extreme conditions. But evolutionists say it took billions of years to form them. But a recent breakthrough was able to form diamonds at much lower temperatures and pressures than before, and it only took about 12 hours. The product was virtually indistinguishable from natural diamonds. The lesson we can learn from this is it doesn't take long periods of time to accomplish geologic wonders. It just takes extreme conditions. The Bible speaks of just such a high-energy environment during the great flood of Noah's day. Our earth doesn't really look old. It looks flooded. And that's the back-to-Genesis way of thinking.
Thanks, Dr. Morris. For more info on Genesis, visit us on the web at www.icr.org.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Indeed, Islamic terrorism strikes a Texas synagogue. We're with commentary on that here today on Crosstalk with Usama Dakdak. And Usama, it's claimed that this jihadi actually suffered. I saw a report where someone was claiming he was suffering from mental health issues. How do you respond to that? I mean, we're seeing a lot of mental health issues.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. There are four reasons why Muslims, only Muslims, by the way, do these evil acts. Number one, because they are poor, and the rest of the poor of planet Earth do not have that problem. Number two, because they are uneducated, and the rest of the uneducated people in planet Earth do not have this problem. Number three, they misunderstood the Quran, and the rest of the Muslim world do not misunderstand the Quran. And the last one, they are mentally ill. These are four lies from the bottom of hell spread by the Muslims in America. I'm sorry to say, Brother Jim, there is no mental illness unless you truly believe that Allah was also mentally ill. And Muhammad, for sure, was mentally ill. Because when I read the word of Allah and the command of Muhammad, I found that that's exactly what they are demanding and commanding and ordering every Muslim believer to practice. So if Muslim will come to the mic and to the cameras and say, hey, we just discovered that our Allah is mentally ill, and so is our Prophet Muhammad, and we apologize, that man is also mentally ill. In that case, I will agree with them 100%. But to say that this has nothing to do with Islam or Allah or Muhammad, and this is just because that guy is mentally ill on his own, that is a problem because it does not fit with the teaching of Islam.
Usama, there is a big controversy in our country, as you know, regarding the continuous building of mosques. I see a federal judge approved a consent decree involving Horn Lake, Mississippi, a suburb near Memphis, Tennessee, to put up this gigantic mosque. While the town fought this, the ACLU called this anti-Muslim bias. I understand there's also a mosque building going up in Florida. Talk about these mosques and the development and the gigantic mosque and what that mosque represents.
These are not gigantic mosques. If you know how many Muslims are going to be in the same community, to build a mosque to fit 10, 15, 20,000 Muslim believers, that is a normal size for this community, as they will be loaded by gigantic number of Muslims. When you have a big, large Muslim population with a big mosque, that's normal. There's nothing wrong with that. But the problem I have with building the mosque is, once again, the same problem we have with everything about Islam. American people do not know Islam. And most liberals in America, they will tell you, this is a free country. We have freedom of religion. Muslims have the right to build a mosque. Muslims have the right to worship in these mosques. But in reality, if you know the ABC of Islam, you'll find out Islam is anti-freedom of religion. It's very simple. What will happen if a Muslim family, son or daughter, became a Christian in America? What they will do? They will kill him. Why? Because Islam teach to kill those who apostate from Islam. The first civil war, which causes the thousands of over 100,000 plus, I don't know how many exactly the number, I don't have it in my hand, of Muslims who left Islam, and they were killed by the hand of the Muslim believers who stayed in Islam. It's called the War of Apostasy. So Islam itself does not allow freedom of religion. And if the people of America can understand, it is the same Islam who does not allow freedom of religion to leave Islam will also force your children and your grandchildren in this country to accept Islam. Otherwise, if you will not submit to Islam, we will also kill you. So how in the world you allow a cult, as I said again, a savage cult which teaches in its foundation to kill those who leave Islam and to kill those who reject Islam? This is not my belief, Brother Jim. This is the word of Allah. This is the teaching of Islam. Allah said to them to do that. They have to continue to strike. They must continue to fight until the whole religion of Islam be completely to Allah. The whole world become Muslim. And we allow them to build these mosques in America, and we allow them to come to America, and someday these mosques will be filled, if not by their own children, will be filled by our own children, because this is the reality. They're here to take over America. And we are, sadly, with our foolishness, giving them America.
So therefore, there is a huge difference, a vast difference between the building of a mosque and the building of a church.
Of course, a church is a place where, by law, we have a First Amendment. We have the right to meet peaceably in any meeting, any place. We have the right to peaceably meet. But how can you say peaceably with Islam? The worst day we have in the Muslim world, in Egypt and many other Muslim countries, is Fridays. Why? Because on Fridays, if you got 2-3 mosques in a community, and each one of them have 4,000 or 5,000 members, now you got 20,000 Muslim believers on Friday at 3 o'clock. They go out of these mosques. Listen again, 15, 20,000 Muslim believers. I'm talking about the small towns. If you go to Cairo, where there's 40 million, where 20 million people live there, you can easily have 4 million people go on riot in one afternoon. These will make Black Lives Matter, the Antifa, what we saw in America the last year, like nothing. If these Muslims will do riots in any community, they can burn it twice in 5 minutes. So it is a dangerous time to see these Muslims who do not believe in peace, who do not believe in love to the Jews and the Christians, who hate America, who hate Israel, to be gathered in 3-4 big mosques like that. And if you walk out of this mosque, what are you going to do? You're going to put the military of the United States of America around the mosque to protect the American people? And believe it or not, even our military in Egypt cannot protect the churches. They still walk out of the mosque and they burn the church and they burn Christian businesses and they kill Christian men and they kidnap women. This is going to be here in America. Not in Saudi Arabia or in Egypt or the Muslim world. It will be here in a city near you.
I'd like to get into the political side of this as well, because I see recently that the House of Representatives actually passed a bill to create a special envoy of Islamophobia. And I know Republicans criticize this for being so vague and subjective. It didn't even define the term, but the bill passed the House 219 to 212. We don't believe it's gone beyond that at this point here. But here they are passing a bill to create a special envoy of Islamophobia. Are they trying to ban the Usama Daktaks of this world?
Exactly. And as I said a few years ago, I'm thankful to the Lord for all these years where I have been on your network, and I praise God for every day you still have my program there. But believe it or not, Brother Jim, soon, this broadcast, my talk with you will not be allowed unless you really want to get rid of Crosstalk and get rid of my half-hour program every day. Because in the end, the liberals will help the Muslims to have their agenda, Brexit America. The only way you can have this country fall on its knees below the feet of the Muslims is to get rid of people like me, because, and by the way, they have no, I mean, literally, when I start writing an article in the Christian News, which is done there in Wisconsin, Muslims complain and demand Brother, what's his name, I can't remember.
Rob Pugh,
to remove my article. And then he said, well, you can talk to Usama. So guess what I did the last year? I put a claimer in the end. If you have any problem with this article for debating me, please call the phone number. I never heard from them. When you challenge the Muslims, they chicken out. But if they can take advantage of the ignorance, and I say the naive heart of the American people, they will shut people like me down completely. I maybe be arrested or maybe got killed. I maybe get killed by one of these wonderful Muslim believers, because I am the problem in America. And if we can shut down the truth and we call it Islamophobia, then Muslims for sure will take over America.
Usama Daktak is our guest here today. Usama, how do you rate the Biden administration on their actions on Muslim issues? I mean, I see he's appointed several American Muslims to very high-level government positions, like the chair of the Federal Trade Commission, to the National Economic Council deputy director, even the deputy director of the White House Office of Legislative Affairs, and the ambassador at large for international religious freedom. How do you rate the Biden administration as it relates to Muslim issues?
It's very simple, Brother Jim. All this, once again, started with Barack Hussein Obama. When he hired Muslim Irani to be his boss, to tell him what to say and what to do. When he put Dalia Mujahid in the White House, who bragged about praying in the White House 5 times a day. When he put Muhammad Akram and many of these Muslim names I don't have in my head right now in power in this country. It started with Barack Hussein Obama. I told the American people years ago, this man is a Muslim. This man will plant the seed of the destruction of America. And all the chaos, believe it or not, even the chaos we see with Black Lives Matter and Antifa and all this, this is the result of the work of Barack Hussein Obama. Muslims know how to divide and conquer. They're dividing this country. And because of Barack Hussein Obama, they got a big chunk out of this country, and which was just simply 7 years after September 11th. Look at how much lies they're teaching in our public schools to all our children about the topic of Islam and many other topics. They're taking over America right and left. And sadly, Biden is the third term of Barack Hussein Obama. He is exactly doing what Obama could not do, literally, 12 years ago. He is fulfilling the hope and the dream of the Muslims. Given this country, if you have listened to every word, even when Mr. O'Biden quoted the hadith of Muhammad, when he's talking about performing jihad with your hand, if not with your heart, if not with your mouth, not with your heart, this is the teaching of Islam. These useful idiots, O'Biden and his team, are doing everything the Muslims desire to do in America with a smile on their face, and the American people do not know that they are used as useful idiots. They think if they reach out to the Muslims and give them high position, high power, and high control in this country, that we become good friends with the Jews and with the Muslims. But in reality, Allah, in Quran 551, demand the Muslims, command them never to take the Jews and Christians for friends. So why does that pretend to be our friends? Because they're taking over our country, because they're practicing taqiyya, Quran chapter 3, verse 28. They pretend to be our friends as long as we're giving them more and more power in this country. And when they have enough power, then they will literally use this power to destroy us, the Americans.
Usama, we are fast coming upon the election season here in the United States, the fall elections 2022. We have seen in past elections a growing number of Muslims running for office. We've seen them everywhere, from not only running for Congress, but state offices, district attorneys, even school board seats. We're seeing a trend of more and more Islamic candidates. Your thoughts on this issue, is that something that should concern this nation?
Absolutely. And by the way, here is not a guess, I know for sure it's coming. These Muslims are going to be running in both sides of aisle. They're going to be running as Republicans and they're going to be running as a Democrat, because they can come with all colors, shapes, and sizes, and they will be winning right and left. And by the way, once again, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. If we know the blueprint, which was settled in the Holy Land Foundation trial document, which we know this is the strategic goal for Muslims in North America, here in America, they said we will have people with the same mind, Muslim believers, run for office until we have enough people, and then we will force Sharia, Islamic law, on this country. I know when I talked about that 7-8 years ago, and during the second term of Obama, people thought I'm just exaggerating. But the closer you look of what Muslims are doing, they used to have 20 people running for office. Now they have 200 people running for office. And tomorrow there will be 2,000 people running for office all over this country. They will have more power as long as we allow them. And because we think that they are good Americans and they're Muslim Americans and they're American Muslims and they have the right to run for this office like everybody else. But in reality, it is unconstitutional. It is illegal for Muslims to run for any office in this country if we know what Islam is all about.
Yeah. Well, friends, I'm going to open our phone lines here today on Crosstalk to give you opportunity to ask Usama a question as it pertains to Islam. Perhaps it's about the Islamic terrorism strike at the Texas synagogue, the escalation of mosque building taking place, the increase of Islamic candidates that are running for all levels of office here across the land, and other related issues as well. Our telephone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America.
One of the prevalent conflicts in society is the battle over gender and marriage. We are flooded with stories pertaining to drag queen story hours, the restroom debates, gender reassignment surgeries, pronoun identification, biological males on female athletic teams, and so much more. These issues are not only confronting schools and businesses, but they have also encroached inside the church. Many are left wondering how to deal with these matters. The book, The Marriage and Gender War, addresses these issues head-on by using the absolute standard for morality as found in God's Word, and is edited by Bodie Hodge and Ken Ham. The book is designed to equip students, parents, Christian leaders, and others to uphold the truths of Scripture on these critical issues. The Gender and Marriage War is available for a donation of $16 by calling VCY at 1-800-729-9829.
phone lines are packed here on Crosstalk. Usama Daktok is our guest, and folks, his website, thestraightway.org. thestraightway.org. You'll find many, many teaching materials there. DVDs, his books are available there, thestraightway.org. And we'll get to the calls in just a moment. But Usama, just before going into the break, you were talking about this aspect, the number of Islamic candidates running for office. Is it really legal? Can a Muslim really run for office? I mean, will they really honor the Constitution of the United States? Can they honor that and the Quran at the same time?
Absolutely not. So first of all, to call Muslim American or American Muslim, that title is an oxymoron. You cannot be a Muslim and be an American. When you are a Muslim, you give your oath to Allah, to Muhammad, to Islam, to the Muslim country where you come from, to the Muslim neighboring country, to the Muslim enemy countries next to you. There is no room for America. There is no room for the U.S. Constitution. Their Constitution is the word of Allah. Their Constitution is Sharia, Islamic law. That's why they're running for office to start with. That's why when they run for that office, they swear on the Quran, not on anything else. And even if they swear on a stack of Bible, it's a lie, because Allah in Quran chapter 2, verse 225, told them that Allah will not take you responsible for your mere utterance of an oath. If you don't mean it in your heart, then that oath means nothing. So Muslims will never give allegiance to America or to the U.S. Constitution, which means they're not American, which means they cannot run for office. That's number one. Number two, if we know what Muslim agenda is, which is the destruction of America, imagine with me, I know liberals will tell me, well, they have the right to be senator, they have the right to be governor or whatever office you run. It's a free country. I said, wait a minute. Do I have the right to work in a daycare? Yes. I don't have any disease. I'm healthy. I'm strong. The only problem I have is I'm a child molester. Can I work in a daycare? Will you let me play with your little girls, with your little boys? Of course not. I should be like 100, I don't know how many feet away from children. I cannot be near children. If you are found guilty and you're sick in your head and you are child molester, Islam is worse than that. Islam, they are here to destroy America. And we're going to make them our leaders? If we know their hatred to the Jews and to the Christians, to Israel, to America, as it is written throughout the pages of the Quran and the teaching of Muhammad and the Hadith. And that's why I challenge your wonderful listeners. Get a copy of the Quran and read it. Get to our material, study and educate yourself, because without this knowledge, all this talk we have done today is waste of time and it's not having any value. So the problem is in Islam, not the Muslims. Muslims themselves are victims of Islam, and we are victim number two, sadly.
Gary is calling from northern Wisconsin. Gary, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to give my opinion, and I think the one-worlders are allowing the Muslims to destroy our country, for one thing. And then I'd like Osama to talk about pleasure marriages that the clerics in the Muslim countries are performing with young girls.
Okay. The marriage to young girls is Islamic because it is Sunnah. Muhammad was a child molester. Muhammad was a pedophile. He married Aisha when she was 6 years old, and he was 51. He had sexual relationship with her when she was 9, and he was 54. This is Islam. Muslims today in America are living with their little children wives against our own will, because we are allowing them to do that, because nobody has the guts in this old Biden administrative or in this government right now. Even Republican cannot say anything against it, because then they're going to call you Islamophobe. Then you're going to lose the next election. So you just keep your mouth shut. Let the Muslim have it. They're today doing this filthy work, ungodly work with their little wives. Tomorrow they're going to do it to your grandchildren in this country. The biggest problem we have in England right now is child molestation. And we have facts that there's only 2.5% of Muslims from Pakistan and Bangladesh, and they are responsible for 84% of child molestation in the country of England. Imagine with me, 2.5% Muslim, Pakistani, Bangladeshi are responsible for 84% of child rape in England. And the police does not talk about it because they don't want to lose their job. And the politician will not talk about it because they don't want to lose their job. And who's paying for the stupidity of the British? Children in England.
Wow,
and
wow.
If they do it to their own wives, the little wife, imagine a Muslim man give his own daughter to another Muslim man, and the difference in age is 40, 50 years. They will do it to your children, your infidel children.
Gary, thank you for your call. Jennifer from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I'm so sorry about my voice. I just wanted to call and agree with your speaker.
Mm-hmm.
I've read the Quran and several other books about Islam, particularly from Ayan Hirsi Ali, and Islam has to be one of the greatest threats that we face politically in this country today.
Well,
and I think one of the biggest problems is our society is so deathly afraid of being labeled a racist, being labeled Islamophobic. And I have to tell you, I am willingly, openly Islamophobic. I'm Islamophobic because they have told me to be afraid of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And anybody who doubts this just needs to actually read the Quran. I get in arguments with people all the time, and I ask them, have you read the Quran? The answer is always, well, no, but I've heard this, and I've heard that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They're just doing what the Quran tells them to do.
Thank you, Jennifer, for the call here. And Usama, that's what your argument is when a person actually reads what the Quran commands Muslims to do, it is totally contrary to the public relations that go on when you have your meet your Muslim neighbor activities.
Brother Jim, I will challenge the care leader, Nahab Awad, to read verses from the Quran on your network. Mm-hmm. I will challenge him.
Thank you, Jennifer, for raising that issue. We've got Lori in Michigan. You're on the air. Hello, Lori. Lori. Okay, let's go to Troy in Oshkosh. Oshkosh, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Thank you. My question is for Usama. I'm at the workforce place. I hear from Muslims that were refugees that came over from Iraq, and certain times of day they say Allah Akbar, and then right after that I'll call out and say, Lord God Almighty and the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. So how do I go about in the workforce trying to work and help with these people? I love them. There's just a disconnect through my supervisors as well, and it's a tough environment as well.
Mm-hmm. So how can he reach his Muslim coworkers here, Usama?
Sure. Well, you know what? We have in our ministry a small booklet. It's a green booklet. It's called The Straight Way to Eternal Life, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. I know it's hard at workplace to minister to people, even if they're not Muslim, just normal people, because of the place, workplace. But if you can get some of these booklets, and they are only 24 pages, this is powerful, powerful booklets written just specifically for Muslims, where we break this to three sessions. The first session talk about the Quran prove or agree that the Bible is the perfect word of God, cannot be changed, and then we destroy the Quran in the second session to show the errors of the Quran, and then we take them to the gospel and the message of the love of Christ. So it's a very small project. You can get three booklets, I believe, for $5. That includes shipping and handling. And if you read it first, I want you to read this booklet before you give it to the Muslims, because who knows, then maybe the Lord will give you a better opportunity that you yourself share what's in this booklet with others. Mm-hmm. So the Straight Way to Eternal Life is a good tool.
Okay, so that's available, what, through your website?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thestraightway.org. Thank you for the
Thank
call.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Randy in Fayetteville, Arkansas, you're on the air.
Yeah, great program. Yeah, Sam, I was just going to ask, do you think there's any connection between the growing popularity, if you will, of Muslims in the United States and worldwide, and the COVID, the so-called vaccine, and its adverse reactions, and the compliance we seem to be among the churchgoers of the United States?
I did not understand the question. Brother,
you're asking if there's a connection between Islam and COVID?
Yeah. Are Muslims taking the jab?
Are Muslims taking the shot, Usama?
Well, I know that in some countries they're not taking it, but in some other Muslim country, Muslims drinking camel urine because they believe it's a better medicine than this injection.
Hmm.
But I do not think anything in Islam to talk about taking the shot or not.
Okay. Great. Thank you. We've got Terry next in Danville, Kentucky. Terry, you're on the air.
Yes. I wanted to find out what Usama feels about, for instance, my neighbor who is a Muslim, doesn't practice Islam, but when they come for him, he will not, he won't have much of a choice whether or not he's going to practice or not. Is that correct? And I'll hang up. Thank you for the program.
Thank you.
Sure. Muslims are two. They are Muslim believers, and they are the hypocrites. Who are the hypocrites? The one who said they don't practice Islam. Say, excuse me. If you don't practice Islam, do you believe in it or not? If you don't believe in it, get out of it. Because in reality, some Muslim jihadi will tell you we don't practice Islam. As a matter of fact, every Muslim man who ever engaged to an American lady, who married an American lady, the first lie they all say is that we don't practice Islam. So why you don't practice Islam? Because you don't believe in it? If you don't believe in it, get out of it. But they say that because then they give you peace of mind. Okay, I'm not going to marry a Muslim guy. He does not practice Islam. And if he does not practice Islam, is it because he's a hypocrite? Because Quran teach, hypocrites are the one who refuse to perform jihad or refuse to support financially those who are want to perform jihad. And Allah in Quran chapter 9, verse 73, command the Muslim believers and Muhammad, O your prophet, perform jihad against the infidels and the hypocrites. Be harsh with them, and their ultimate abode is hell. So if he's not a good Muslim, he's not practicing Islam, most likely he's going to get killed as a hypocrite. But if he does not believe in Islam, then leave. Leave Islam. Become a Christian. Become something else. But once again, we do not know the deception of Muslims, because even Muslim jihadi who are willing to die for Allah, they will lie and they will say, I don't practice Islam.
We've got Greg calling from Tucson, Arizona. Hi, Greg, you're on the air.
Had Wissam on two times a week, every week, you know, it still wouldn't change the culture of this country. We are willfully blind. I'm in Tucson now, but I was a teacher in the Boston area. And I can tell you, among the reasons I was canceled as a history teacher is allowing kids to read the truth. One day, in an American history class, I was asked a question about Islam, and I said, well, it's not in this curriculum, but I wrote Robert Spencer's name on the chalkboard, and I said, you can read Islam 101. If I knew Usama at the time, I would have mentioned his book, too. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and read the Quran. Mm-hmm. And there was such an outburst of my just writing Robert Spencer's name on the chalkboard. It's, you know, what did we do after 9/11? Build mosques.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, and that Afia Siddiqui, I mean, one of the imams in the Boston Roxbury Mosque, I could show you him online on YouTube, telling his flock to pick up their gun and their sword, on behalf of Afia Siddiqui.
Yeah,
right. Greg. There, and you know, I would call in a talk show. And the guy said, well, he doesn't mean that literally, just metaphorically.
Yeah. Tell you what, we're 30 seconds to the break. Usama, I'd like you to get your response into Greg here.
Well, brother, we have a problem that every time we have a crisis like this in America, Muslims benefit from it. If the Democrats have their way, they will take our guns away so they can give the Muslim more power to take over this country. That's exactly what's happening. And once again, because we're ignorant of Islam, and if you talk about it, then you are Islamophobe or you're racist as other people.
Again, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Greg, thank you for the call. We're going to take a quick break and come back to more of your phone calls here at Crosstalk, our number 800-733-9829. This is Crosstalk coming your way from the VCY American Network.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brennan House. Our website's worldviewreport.com. Recently, Mike Lindell was a guest on my radio show. And what did he announce? Well, his bank of many, many years told him he has 9 accounts, including a recovery network, and they want them all gone. Leave. Why? Well, they actually said it and was on a recording that they don't want the PR problem. They don't want a public relations problem. Wait a minute. Have we reached the point now where people that are conservatives, Christians concerned about our country and nation that are patriots, that this is now a potential PR problem? You know, my friends, this is smelling an awfully lot like the 1930s and 40s at a different time in a different place. Americans need to stand up and realize that we're now playing for all the marbles. This is a worldview war. Many people today hate our belief in God, country, and family. And it's time to stand up peacefully, but speak up.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. With us today, Usama Dakdak. Again, his ministry website is thestraightway.org. Thestraightway.org. Lines are packed. Let's go to Michigan. Lori, you're on the air. Hello, Lori. Okay, we tried Lori once before. Let's go to Leah then in Wisconsin. Leah, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hello, Lori.
Leah, turn your radio down, please, Lori. Leah, turn the radio down and talk to us on the phone.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, my question is, what do I say to an Islam person who argues that in the Old Testament, God also commands the Jews to attack and kill those of other religions?
Great. You've written a book on that.
I was going to say, you can get my first volume on jihad in the Holy War in the Bible, which is a powerful book. I go to almost 370 pages to answer that question. But it's very simple, my dear sister. In the Bible, God banished sin by death. You can see that in the flood. You can see that in the fire of Sodom and Gomorrah. You can see that in the sword of Moses and Joshua. And that killing took place to specific people, which are known as the Amorites, which God gives them a good 400 years to repent, but they choose not to repent. But the same God who punished all these wicked people for their sins also punished the Jewish people when they sin the same sins. Okay? Now, all the killing in the Old Testament ended when Christ went to the cross, which I call in my book the most holy war. Why? Because God there took the sin of all the people of the world, you and I and everybody else, on the cross, and he nailed it to his own son, Jesus Christ. When Jesus went to the cross, he was the substitute death for all mankind. 600 years after that, a man by the name Muhammad claimed to be a prophet who was a very sinful, evil, wicked man. He was a child molester, a sex offender, prophet, pretender, a womanizer, an adulterer, a thief, a thug, a terrorist, a pedophile. That is who Muhammad is. And he denied the death of Jesus Christ, and he denied the deity of Christ. And he said in his Quran, if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, you're an infidel. If you believe in Father, Son, Holy Spirit, you're an infidel. And I have to kill you. The killing in the Bible is justifiable killing because it's for all people for their sins, no matter who you are, a Jew or a Gentile. And that ended when Christ went to the cross. But the killing in Islam, it is unjustifiable killing, which you can read my whole volume 2, Jihad, Unholy War in the Quran, where you learn that it is Satan who claimed to be God to Muhammad, Allah, who ordered Muhammad to kill the Jews and the Christians and to hate the Jews and the Christians. Even the fathers of Muhammad after him, they said, like Abu Bakr, he loved to kill more Jews and Christians than anybody else. It was not about killing people for their sins, but killing the Christians, the Jews, for the truth which they believe in.
Thank you, Leah.
Is that book on your website?
Yes, it is. Thestraightway.org. Yep.
Yes,
and it's called Exposing the Truth About Jihad. And he's got both Volume 1 and Volume 2. And you'll see the description for each of those.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Merle in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Osama if he felt the Muslims may have been involved in the stolen 2020 election.
Absolutely. There are Muslims everywhere in America. There is no place you're not going to see Muslims. You're going to see some Muslims are going to be running in every office, and they're going to be winning, and 2024 is greater victory. And I guarantee you, in 2022, there will be some Muslim running as Republican. 2024, there will be more Muslims running as Republicans. They're going to be everywhere in this country.
Okay, so you talked about not only just running for office, but do you believe that they were involved in stealing the 2020 election?
They actually practiced the blueprint, which they did in Egypt when Mohamed Morsi won. How the Morsi won? It was by fraud. It's the same system they used in Egypt. It is the same ones used here in America.
Thank you, Merle. Let's go to Brad, West Dallas, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hey, Brother Jim. I wanted to touch on that previous caller you had, and he asked what's going on with the Muslims if they're taking the death shot. Well, let's think it through. I can't say what's going on in other countries, but over here, the House and Senate are exempt. The Biden administration is exempt. The deep state's exempt. The illegal aliens are exempt. And all of the above are allies of the Muslims. So that means Muslims are exempt as well. Only Christians and other real Americans are not exempt. That's where we're at. So don't take the death shot.
Okay, thank you, Brad. Robert in Apple Valley, California, you're on the air.
God bless you, Jim, and God bless you, Brother Usam. I listen to you every day, and I've learned so much. My question is, and I'll take it off the air, is it a possibility that the reason we don't see America clearly in Bible prophecy in times is that we've been invaded and taken over from the deception that's going on with our government of putting these Muslims in key places within our government, that we get to the place to where we're just so overrun by them that they are going along with the plans to come against Israel, and that's the reason why we don't see us in the end. God bless you, and thank you for your ministry. I'll take my answer off the air.
Great, thank you.
Brother, you hit the nail on the head. It is America with the liberals movement. We're going to turn our back against Israel. And the words of God is true. I will bless those who bless Israel, and I will curse those who curse Israel. America will be cursed. America will be destroyed in many ways. If it's not what we call Mother Nature, I call the hand of God, or hurricane, tornado, flood, earthquakes, and the economy will be destroyed. We are going to destroy ourselves by all that. And even the Muslims in America are going to play a big role of the destruction of America. And sadly, as you said, America does not exist in the end of time because we will not be here. And the reason, number one, is because we do not stand up with Israel to support Israel. And that is exactly what is coming to America.
Let's squeeze one last call in from Harleysville, Pennsylvania. Sonny, you're on the air.
Good afternoon. I just wanted to thank you for your work and your hard work and for your guest and his clear explanation of the evil that is Islam. We in America, though, should not be so surprised by the evils that are attacking us, because we threw God out in the mid-60s, and he gives a generation to turn yourself about. We didn't. So now the consequences of our actions are reaping the whirlwind because we sowed the wind.
Thank you, Sonny. We're out of time. Usama, your final comment you want to leave with the listeners today?
I want to tell all the Muslim believers and those who pretend not to be believers, we love you. And you are in the greatest country where there's freedom still here yet. Help yourself to free yourself from the cult of Islam by knowing Christ as Lord and Savior. Let us love the Muslim people right and lead them to Christ before they destroy themselves and destroy us.
Usama's website is thestraightway.org, thestraightway.org. Usama, thank you for being with us today.
Thanks, Brother Jim.
That's Usama Dakdak, again, of thestraightway.org. Thanks for joining us here today on Crosstalk, and tell a friend about the information you've learned through the broadcast. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.